numbers of homicides compared to latter years or former years was a dramatic spike. I can't remember the exact numbers, but there were tens, whether it was 10, 20, or 30. Compared to now, thank God, I mean, it's not a perfect number, but we're down to almost halfway through the year with one homicide.
There was an assault weapons ban around that time that Connecticut considered. Could you tell us about that and the fact that you were able to get it through the legislature?
Interesting. In Connecticut, where it's the home of many gun manufacturers, as you know, Colt, you know, identified with Hartford, Connecticut, Stern Ruger, right here in Fairfield County, not too far away. I stood up, our police chief and police chiefs across Connecticut joined our attorney general at the time and legislators, and were able to almost not, but ultimately did succeed in getting an assault weapons ban passed in the state of Connecticut.
But the city still felt that you needed to do something more. So you came up with this lawsuit and you sued the gun manufacturers that they were causing damages to the city. In what way?
Well, before we get to the damages, we weren't the first city, but we were one of the first cities. We followed Chicago, I believe it was Dade, Miami, New Orleans, and each suing in name the gun manufacturers for products liability, as has been pointed out, but for safer guns. And the problem, I think, in part of just having Connecticut pass a assault weapons ban was the influx of these type of weapons, illegal weapons, getting around those laws, coming in from out of states like Virginia. They would traffic them up, and they would, then there was the gun show loophole. So you state borders and even a law in one state was just not enough.
Ultimately, that lawsuit was dismissed on the grounds that you didn't have standing.
Lawsuits and the way you frame them are funny things, because had you had, as you've seen in other lawsuits that are this dramatic, an individual plaintiff as opposed to a city perhaps, who had actually been the victim and could point to a clear-cut example, maybe that would have been different.
Is that what is influencing the thinking now with the Newtown families? Because they are suing as victims.
I think that's an important element. Again, there's a little bit of lawyer left in me, and it tells me that when you have direct connection between the claim of the cause, let's say, and the injury or the injured party, it's much easier. You know, we had a 2 or 3 step separation. Here we are as a municipality saying, hey, wait a minute, this cost us a lot of money. This cost us police protection. This cost us things in our neighborhoods. It's a harder connection to get, and frankly, less human and emotional, I think, for a judge or for a court to kind of get a hold on.
Seeing what is happening now following what happened in Orlando, on the federal level, what are your thoughts?
What's going on as we speak in the halls of Congress, where individuals, especially I want to applaud the Connecticut delegation and Senator Blumenthal, who was the Attorney General of Connecticut when we took on those early battles as now a senator, and our entire Connecticut delegation, to take on this issue in such a dramatic fashion, whether it's through a sit-in, whether it's through filibusters, whether it's through speaking out and saying enough is enough. When are we going to stand up to nothing against strong lobbyists. Nobody's against the Second Amendment. When are we going to stand up, though, to protect the rights for children, for just common citizens, not to have this added level of challenge to public safety with the assault weapons being everywhere and anywhere without any protections in our laws?
Are you optimistic that something will be done this time around that would make a difference?
This is the most dramatic physical and verbal demonstration of courage and support that I've seen by Congress on this issue since I've been attentive or active. And I know both sides of the argument, but it seems to me that we're seeing finally more of an awareness and hopefully the development of a consensus around we need to do something. We may not agree exactly what the result should be, but I hope Congress does begin a process to do something to address this challenge. It's a huge public safety challenge in this country.
Richfield Mayor Joe Gannon, thank you so much.
Thank you.